Today is Sunday, January 28th, 2007, and this is episode number 21 of Interdisc Material. I'm Mike. We got Evan on the line. Evan, how are things down in the Sunshine State? That's right.
Things are cold, man.
We
got a cold front.
Oh, that's a shame.
We got a cold front coming in.
Friday, I went to work and my car said it was 7 outside.
Well, it's going to be like 62 here tomorrow.
Oh, dear God.
People are freaking out.
Wow. I can't imagine.
They're freaking out.
The store shelves must be empty.
Oh, yeah. I went to Publix today, and there was firewood on sale.
You know, we had a problem this week where somebody needed to purchase a grill in a hurry.
Yeah, I read about that.
And everyone was sort of like, you know, I've never thought if grills were sold year-round. Like, what do you do with them? If you're not selling them,
they're sold year round in Florida.
Well, I would imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently Sears has just brought them back out at our local store, so crisis averted. But still,
yes. Well, that's thank God.
That's the differences you have up here. I mean, people grill in the winter. We grill in the winter.
No reason not to.
Yeah, and ours is hooked up to the gas for the house, so I don't know if that makes a difference. It's gonna fire up no matter how cold it is.
Yeah.
I would imagine. So last week we had said we were going to start with the discussing the Borderline Fantastic polls of the week, and I was very excited that people were going to post all sorts of crazy and interesting questions. And Evan, how many polls do you think were submitted this week?
None.
Zero. Not a single one. So
I'll do one this week. Okay. I never even thought about it.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good. At least I had two last week, and we were saving one for this week. So with
you got 10 votes, though. There's 10 votes.
10?
Now there's 10 votes on the Bears-Colts poll.
Did you just vote?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, because I so saw nine. I was like, which one are you looking at? So, yes.
Well, that's pretty good.
With 10 votes, we got into double digits. Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
The Bears got 60% of the vote. I think this is one of the few polls you'll find online with the Bears winning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how official or scientific this is with only 10 votes.
It's pretty scientific.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, what can the margin of error can't be more than 19%.
Right.
So I think we're good there. So that's the only one we have, and we're going to talk about that a little later when we're discussing sports. So we'll look forward to Evan's poll and maybe some others next week. Another weekly feature, which surprisingly, for all of the lack of activity on Borderline Fantastic since its launch, however many months ago, it's been up for 3 months, I think, now.
Yeah.
The one thing that has held steady is fives, and it's been very popular.
It has been very popular.
Yeah, it's really held things together. It's the entire site.
It's like the crutch.
Yeah.
You know, you can depend on it.
Right.
Every week.
Fives and inner discs.
That's right.
Really the main staples of the site.
It's like SportsCenter and Baseball Tonight.
Just like that.
Yep.
So we just need our live, I don't know, some other show. So this week's, Valerie was kind enough to post her the top five things I love about living in fill in the blank. So I have not put mine up.
Hers was pretty weak.
Hers was Seattle. Now, my feeling is that I was waiting until I could come up with anything besides sports and cheesesteaks to add to my list.
Right.
And I did come up with one thanks to your list.
Okay.
Which is that Philadelphia is sort of a centrally located city.
Uh-huh.
Where, say, even for a weekend trip, you can go to New York City, you can go to Washington, D.C., Baltimore, sure. And if you're, you know, adventurous, you could go all the way up to Boston. It's not that crazy of an idea. So just, it's in the middle of everything.
Okay.
So I think I have four then. I need one more before I go posting mine. Now, Evan, you want to go through yours?
I can go through mine.
Okay.
I'll go from top to bottom, or bottom to top.
Okay.
Number five. Fort Myers, Florida. Only 2 hours from Miami.
Okay. Have you utilized that?
No.
Okay.
Number four. 20 minutes from Cap. Oh, it says Captive Island. It's supposed to be Captiva Island.
Okay, you'll have to
That's
fix
a typo. I gotta fix that.
that.
It's not
Nice.
Captive. Captiva Island, which is, in my opinion, the most beautiful beach in the continental United States.
I think you're pretty,
It's quite a statement to make.
yeah, you're quite, I'd say, an authority on the subject. You've seen your
Yeah,
share of beaches.
I have been to some beaches.
Yeah.
Number three, I'm only 3.5 hours from Gainesville, which is important for Gator games. Number two, early bird specials. They're everywhere down here. Everywhere.
Yeah,
Because
I
that's
imagine.
when people eat. And at the same time, if you want to eat at a normal dinner hour, like 7,
No
there's no
wait.
wait.
Wow, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
That is good.
There's no wait.
Yeah. Can you
And
have,
then,
is early bird only for dinner?
yeah, that's right.
That's don't birds, early birds
They
talk
eat very
about
early in the morning.
fairly in the morning, so I think
Because
there should be early bird
the early
breakfast.
bird gets the worm.
Yeah.
The early bird gets the worm,
So there
frankly.
should be an early bird breakfast.
There should be, but there's not.
That's my feeling. My
There might be,
restaurant.
but I'm probably not up early enough
Ah, well, my
to see it or
restaurant
know
will
about it.
have that. We won't be open, but we'll have an early bird breakfast.
Okay. And then number one is I'm only 15 minutes from the ferry boat that takes you 3 hours to Key West.
Okay. Have you utilized that yet?
No, but I'm going to
Okay.
in April.
Okay. Well, here, my initial reaction from yours was that 4 out of 5 of yours deal with getting out of Fort Myers.
That's right.
Which at first reaction was not good, but then I thought, well, I know how you feel about the how what downtown Fort Myers is like.
Or isn't like.
Yeah. So the
Yes.
fact that you are close to all these places, I say is a good thing, and I'm using that as one of my Philly ones, being
Right.
close to other places. But
Unfortunately
still,
for me, that takes up all five or four out of the five, not
yeah,
just
mine's
one.
just one, and the city itself is something
Yeah.
that on its own could be an item on
Okay.
the list.
Yeah. Not so down here.
But
Not so.
still, you've got all of Florida and you've got the sun and the beaches year round, so no
I'm not
complaints.
complaining.
No, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
I
So,
think
is there any more questions?
no, I think I'm not sure who's up next week, but it's kind of a up in the air. Whoever jumps on it first on Tuesday morning will get the next fives.
Okay.
So there we go. So let's talk about our sports. All sorts of stuff going on. We finished the Australian Open. Federer is unbelievable. It's not even worth watching his anymore if it's
I didn't
not
watch it.
on clay.
I didn't watch
It doesn't really matter. And then Serena decided she was going to win this tournament, and when Serena decides she's going to win a tournament, she wins the tournament.
She's pretty scary. She's pretty strong.
Yeah, I saw the.
Like, she could kick my ass.
Yeah, oh, easily. That's not a question.
Yeah.
Although I think Sharapova could too.
But I would let Sharapova.
Yeah, but she's tall.
I would submit willingly to
And
Sharapova.
then golf is getting underway.
Did Tiger win?
Tiger won.
Wow.
That's 7 in a row.
That's pretty
And
impressive.
after the second round, I think he was down 7.
Yeah, he was down 7 after
Yeah,
two rounds.
so I don't know.
That's quite a streak he's on.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I don't know if I could do that.
Oh.
I mean, 5 or 6,
Maybe five or
maybe.
six,
Yeah,
yeah, not seven.
7, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So,
And then you got the Suns.
the Suns tearing it
Suns.
up. The Sixers have crawled out of the basement in their
Yes.
division, which is
That's
not a good
nice.
thing. Flyers ended their losing streak. Our goalie had lost 15 straight. The Flyers goalie. He finally got a win today. So really, the Flyers and Sixers, most of the excitement there is that we want to finish last and get a decent draft pick.
Yeah.
'Cause it's over. The Flyers, I think, are pretty close to clinching that.
Okay, good.
But the Sixers keep winning games, so they need to trade a few of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they just put you on the team.
Yeah, there we go. I'd play.
That'll secure it.
I'd tear it up. They'd make a movie about me someday.
Yeah, like you and Mark Wahlberg would play you.
Yeah, probably. That would work. Or
Okay.
no, they'd probably just get Topher.
Oh, that's right, I forgot.
Yeah.
Topher.
And then a minor sporting event is coming up this weekend
I've heard something about
in
this.
Miami. I believe it's the Super Bowl.
Yes, 41. If I'm not
XLI.
mistaken.
Yes. Colts and the Bears. And as we saw from the we know Evan picked the Bears from the poll. He spilled the beans on that. And I said last week I was picking the Bears. But I thought last week I got the feeling you were leaning Colts.
I
So
was.
did that has that changed?
I'm still, it's basically a toss up for me.
Okay.
I don't know who's gonna win.
So
I'm
that's what you
actually,
got? You
well,
just cheering for Grossman?
I am cheering for Grossman. I'm picking, here's why, okay, here's what I think. I think that the Colts should win. Okay?
Okay.
And any other year I would pick the Colts to win. But I think Grossman's gonna have this Gator luck thing going on.
Ah.
I mean, you can't stop the Gators.
No, not this year.
No, we're number also. Did you know we're also number one in gymnastics and golf?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean we can't get rid of this number one thing. We keep
Yeah,
winning.
it's a terrible
We just keep winning.
it's a terrible thing you've been stricken with down there.
It really is. So I think Grossman's got that going for him.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
So is he just gonna not blow it? Or is he gonna
Right.
like show
No, he
up?
won't play well,
Yeah.
but he won't play terrible.
don't be crazy.
He won't play terrible.
Right.
That's what's gonna happen. So I'm picking the Bears.
I'm still leaning with the Bears solely on the fact that they'll pick off Peyton a few times, and maybe Robbie will hit some field goals, and that Hester will return three kicks for
Three
touchdowns.
kicks, that's
Three
right, three
kicks.
kicks.
Put money on it. Go to Vegas.
Got it.
Guarantee it's in the bank. So hopefully, I don't think he'll return the opening kick though,
No.
because that would be a bad omen at this point.
Well, no. Well, yeah, that would be. That would mean the Colts would win.
Yeah,
41
exactly.
to 14.
Yep. Exactly. That would be the score.
So, well, I'm excited either way. And now here's another question is what company will have the best commercial?
Apple.
You think so?
I think Apple is, if they do the one that is predicted, is that they're going to announce that the Beatles are going to be on iTunes.
What is that? What do you mean the Beatles are going to be on
You can
iTunes? What does
buy
that
the
mean?
Beatles albums on iTunes.
Oh, have you not been able to do that?
No, they're not on there. And
Well.
the name of the Beatles, like record distribution company or whatever, is Apple. And they had made, when Apple computers came out, they had made a deal that they'd never get into the music business.
Right.
So they had a little legal battle last year.
Gotcha.
And then I think they've made nice. And the rumor is that there may even be a Beatles iPod in the commercial, where you buy it, I guess, and you get all the Beatles music on it. I think that's what they do.
Wow.
They did that with U2 a few years ago. But I mean, the iPod commercials are usually pretty cool.
Right.
And you throw the Beatles in there, if it's with Beatles music and such. I don't know. I think that one has potential. And that's really the only one I know is definitely going to be on there too.
All right, well, here I'm gonna go with some favorites, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna say that Geico is gonna have a good one.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say Budweiser will have a good one, but only it's gonna be one that incorporates the horses.
Yeah, the horse. Do you think the horses will be back?
They have to be back. They're the crowd favorite. Do you remember? I
Yeah.
mean, my favorite Super
Well.
Bowl commercial of all time, or at least my favorite series, is the ones when the horses are playing football.
Okay, but you want like a funny sort of horse
Yes.
one, not like
Yes.
those. Sometimes they throw
No,
those
not the ones
sappy
where they.
horse
No, not
ones
the sappy
where
ones, where it's
it
like.
like ruins your night.
Yeah,
They're
no,
so
not that.
depressing.
When they're like going through the snow and
Yeah.
everything they pass makes everything better.
Yeah, exactly. It's
No.
like, why am I so sad after watching
Yeah,
that? And
not
this
that.
is the Super
No,
Bowl.
I'm talking when they're playing
Yeah.
football
Okay.
and the zebras are the refs
Right.
and they
Yeah.
do like the instant replay and all that
Yeah.
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
And they.
That they aren't that old 'cause they had the instant replay. That was the
Yeah.
newer one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, gosh, well, I think GoDaddy's gonna have another one this year, but they
I would
haven't been
imagine.
that good. They're all about getting a bunch of them denied before
Yeah.
they get one in. I think like
Yeah.
seven of them got rejected last year. I think they've only had two rejected this year. So, I'm not even sure. Yeah. Really, they've been down the last few years, all the commercials. I haven't been impressed.
I think it's gonna be good this year.
You think that's gonna make a
Yeah, it's gonna
comeback?
be an up year for commercials.
Okay. All right. Now, where do you usually watch the game? Do you ever go out
What?
to the bar or anything to watch the
No,
Super Bowl?
always at a house.
Yeah, see, this is my feeling, that you lose out. Like other games, you don't really care about commercials and hearing things.
Right.
But this one, you kind of want to hear the commercials and hear what's
Exactly.
going on. So you don't
Yeah.
want to go out to a bar, unless
Right.
it's some sort of silent bar.
Which there's not that
Like,
many of those.
no. It would have to be empty.
Or it'd have to be like a mute bar.
Like a what?
Like
A
a
mute
bar
bar?
next to like a mute school.
Gotcha. Do they have schools for the mute?
I'm sure it's the same with like the deaf in a
Well, yeah,
bar.
they have schools for the deaf, but you have to be. It's a little more you need to work with. There's a
Well,
lot of schooling is audible, and being able to hear what the professor's saying.
imagine not being able to talk.
Well, you could still raise your hand and write something down.
True.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, let's do our college basketball. Last week we both went. Wait, how is this right? Yes, we both went 2-2. We both got the Notre Dame Villanova game wrong.
Yep.
You had UNC over Arizona, which really should be 2 points for you. And I
That's
had
a throw.
Oregon over Washington State, because Oregon
Yeah,
won
which you
in
scraped by.
OT. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I was a
ridiculous.
little concerned. I'd be way back if that game didn't come through for me.
Yeah.
So, that puts Evan at 7-2 on the year, and I'm at 5-4. Still 2 games back.
Yeah.
Nothing major. There's a lot of season left. A lot of season left. So let's get to this week's games.
Good, I'm excited to hear what they are.
Oh yeah, I didn't tell you these.
No, you didn't, so this will be fun for me. Okay.
Nice. I haven't
Yeah.
really thought about my picks, so you're okay.
That doesn't matter. I go by gut, remember?
Yep. So Wednesday we've got Wisconsin at Indiana. So
Wisconsin's been
Wisconsin's
on
on
a
a
roll.
roll, yeah.
Yeah.
But in Indiana, you never know. You never know what's gonna happen.
Let's see.
This is I'll take this since Big
You go
Ten.
first. Give me
Yeah.
some time
Well,
to
yeah. I'm going
digest
with
this.
Wisconsin. They're what, 21-1? They're unstoppable. Nobody in the Big Ten would scares me against Wisconsin. Unless Ohio State pulls it together by the end of the year. So, I'm with Wisconsin. And they've been in my Final Four almost every week, if not every week.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Wisconsin too.
Okay. No big surprise there. All right, also on Wednesday, an SEC matchup. Alabama at LSU. Haven't heard much about Alabama.
Alabama is interesting because they have not been playing well recently. They've lost 4 of 6.
Oh.
Okay. They beat LSU already once this year.
At when they were at home, I'm
Yes.
assuming.
Yes. Well, if it's at LSU, that's
Yeah.
right. But they just lost to Arkansas and they lost to Auburn before that. They also lost to Vanderbilt. They lost to Arkansas twice. Lost to Notre Dame earlier in the year.
That's not good.
Signature wins really is against LSU. They haven't beaten another top 25 team. Nor have they played another top 25 team. So I'm picking LSU.
Okay, even though LSU has 7 losses.
LSU does not have 7 losses.
LSU, I was just looking at it. LSU
LSU does have seven
is
losses. You're
13-7. They're ranked 22nd as of
You know
now.
what's weird? They are 13-7, but oh, because have they lost 2 in a row?
Yes, three in
Yes,
a
they have.
row.
You're
They lost
right.
to
Oh man.
Arkansas, Vandy, and Georgia.
Yeah, I'm still picking LSU. They're going to turn around.
Okay, I was leaning LSU when I saw the matchup. But both teams seem to be in the toilet this year. Even though LSU's had it, they've played Texas. They lost at Texas, at Washington, at Alabama, at Arkansas, at Georgia. Home for Vandy, and they're gonna be home. You know what? I am going with LSU.
Okay. They also beat your Final Four team, A&M.
Yeah, they did. We'll talk about them in a second. Thursday, we have a Pac-10. Washington State at Arizona. Ooh, both of these teams have burned me in some way. Zona got blown out at home to North Carolina, and Washington State beat UW when I had picked the Huskies. So this time I have to go with Washington State. I've put you
I
in a
want to go with
difficult
Washington
position.
State. I want to go with Washington State because that's they've been my boys.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to pick Arizona just to extend my lead.
Yeah, I this
But it's
seems
at Washington. It's
it
at Washington
at
State.
Arizona.
At Arizona.
Yeah.
All right, then I'm picking Arizona.
Okay. This is just the type of game that is going to screw me. right. Next up is Oregon at UCLA. This is big. This is
This is a
like
big game
the
right here.
winner of this game will likely be in my Final Four next week. I'll just throw
Wow.
that out there.
Wow. So they got a lot riding on this. They don't
Yeah.
even know it.
Yep. So it's at UCLA, but I'm on the bandwagon
You love the
with
Ducks.
Oregon. Now here's the problem though. Last week I went on the bandwagon and Oregon went on to lose. And I was concerned that that was the game we had picked for the week, but luckily they had another game. So they've been down a little. They're going to get things back together and take out UCLA. That's my feeling. What do you got?
I'm picking UCLA.
Yeah, I thought so. All right. Last up is the a Saturday Big 12 game, Texas A&M at Kansas. Now, I went out on a limb, I thought, and picked Texas A&M for the Final Four last week. And then I looked at the SI.com power rankings for the week. They didn't have Texas A&M in their top 16,
But
but they had them at like 17 in their, other teams to look out for. And who did they compare him to of last year? LSU?
LSU.
They said they were a scrappy team that looked just like LSU and could potentially make the Final Four. So I felt validated. So I am holding on to my little Texas A&M mini bandwagon, as I don't think it's going to stay together for very long. But I'm going to pick them over Kansas. At
Okay, I'm gonna.
Kansas. That's a big move right
It
there.
is, and I'm
I'm
gonna
going for
pick.
the lead, I think.
I do. You are, and I'm picking Kansas.
Okay. So if I can sweep these three,
You'd be in the lead.
I'd be in the lead. All right, let's take a look at our final fours. This is week number four of doing this, and once again, I have not counted backwards.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta get on that. You
Well, you
gotta
know
get
what? The
on that.
problem, we I still don't have a calendar at work that I can flip through, desk calendar. I'm gonna have to flip through my wall calendar. That just takes more effort.
Yeah, I understand.
I'll find some. I'll put that on my to-do list for this week. So, I do have a change from last week. I have two
Okay.
changes from last week.
Wow.
Yeah. So, sticking it out, Florida, who's been in there every week, and Wisconsin, who I'm pretty sure has been in there every week. Evan, I'm assuming you have both of them.
Yes.
All right. Have you had any other ch any changes?
No.
So, okay.
I'm still Florida, Wisconsin, UCLA, and North Carolina.
Okay. So you're not concerned, yeah, okay. Well, if Oregon beats UCLA, you think they'll move in for
To
you?
my Final Four?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Oregon moved into my Final Four this week.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and that's with a loss and an overtime win.
That's interesting.
But
Interesting strategy.
it's not about now. It's not
It's about later.
what have you done for me lately? It's about what are
Right.
you going to do for me later?
That's
And
right.
that's get me however many points minus four to go into our final four. So, Oregon, and I'm matching up with you with North Carolina. After that Arizona game, I'm going to have to give them some respect for at least 1 week. And then
So
hopefully,
you're dropping UCLA and you're dropping Kansas.
I'm
Is that right?
dropping Kansas and Texas A&M. I dropped
Oh,
UCLA
A&M, that's
last
right.
week.
That's right. Okay.
Now, we're
A&M.
mixing it
Okay.
up. We're
Yeah.
mixing up. So if
Hey, there
you
you go.
get
Get some
these
points.
teams, you're going to be
I'm
golden.
gonna
You're going to win by twice as
destroy.
many points.
Right.
But
But you but
if
I
it's a bunch of
understand.
random
I understand.
teams, I could
Yeah,
get
you have a better
lucky.
chance.
And
Yes.
okay then.
It's good thinking on your part.
I wasn't even really thinking that. It just happened that way. Sometimes I fall ass backwards into a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
That's really my goal in life.
Someday it'll happen.
Yep, one can only hope. So, this week, what do we have coming up this week? We have February coming up.
Hold on. Hey, we're not done in sports.
Oh, we're not?
No, I
Okay.
have my states.
Oh, yes. Good move. Good
2000s.
move.
Now,
If you remember, do
would you like to tell them who you picked last week?
last
Remember?
week, well, we need to review.
Okay.
Evan, review your little idea here for.
Situation is, in the who's the most successful state
State.
when it comes to sports as far as championships are concerned? And this is World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, NBA, college football, college basketball. Men's, not women's. Sorry.
Nice. We'll have a modified version later.
10 points for the champion, 5 points for a runner-up, but there is no runner-up in college football because it's too hard to, I didn't, you know, it's too hard to determine
Oh,
really, depending on
even
the
the
poll.
BCS loser?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, in the 90s, there was, you know,
Yeah.
there's only
Well,
BCS for,
okay. I don't want to give you
so.
any extra work since there's half the number of years so far. But go ahead.
Anyway, that aside,
Yeah.
because I also, because I mean, there still have been multiple champions in the same year, so I had to award them points for, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like LSU and Oklahoma, or LSU and USC, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the 90s, you picked five of the top six.
Right, and I had only picked five.
Correct. So who
I didn't
knows?
know that the list had contained six items.
Right. So that was impressive.
Yeah.
Now, for 2000s, we both took a shot at just guessing because I hadn't gone through the 2000s
Right,
yet.
and you really went out on a limb with
What
your
do you?
two.
All right, was that a sarcastic tone that I just picked
Yeah,
up?
yep, a little bit.
It's not a limb if.
Well, I know you know the one.
Right.
You know Florida is going to be up there.
Yeah,
But
I
really,
did.
California.
Hey.
I
Well, you were all about all over Massachusetts
was all
for
over
for
Massachusetts.
the Pats.
Yep.
And then you also picked New York.
Yes, just because, yeah, I went
They're
out on
New
a
York.
limb
Yeah,
too.
well that's no limb. I mean, that's as much of a limb as California is.
Wait, there's
They
like
have
twice as
almost as
many teams in
Are
California.
there? Are there?
I've
Well, if we're
not
talking
calculated.
pro, it's probably the same.
Yeah. Well,
But
wait, what are you
college, you're right.
saying? College is going. I don't know. No, there's definitely
But not
more.
really in college if you're talking about just contenders for football.
Yeah.
Well, but you're right. Well, yeah, there's no college football teams in New York, so.
No. No. But they have basketball.
They do. Anyway,
Okay.
would you like to hear the results?
Yeah.
Okay, so
How many
tied for.
top, how many are we going here?
Well, I'll just tell you, tied for third.
Okay.
Tied for third. There's four states tied at
Wow.
third
Wow.
with 40 points each.
Wow.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Michigan, Texas, Massachusetts, and New
Oof.
York.
Oof. So both of mine are out, and you got number
Right.
one and number two. Is that
That's
what you're
correct.
telling me
That's
here?
correct. California's number one and Florida's number two. By
Okay.
far. By far.
Above the number three?
Yes. Not
Okay.
even close.
How many do
And
they have?
Florida was the only state to have a champion in every single category.
Is that right?
I thought that was pretty impressive.
How is
I
that?
almost gave him 10 bonus points.
It's a bonus point. The Bucks is the
Marlins
Bucks
in
help them.
03, Bucks in 02,
Two.
Lightning in 0 something,
03.
the Heat last year,
Right.
and then several football, college football, and then Florida and basketball.
Okay. I
So,
see. I see.
it's the year of the Sunshine, or it's the decade of the Sunshine State, I should say.
Except that they're number two.
Except for the number two.
Yeah.
That's right.
They need to win a few more.
I'm not worried about it.
And I don't know where they're going to come from.
Well,
You're just going
who
to
knows?
start adding
USC might
sports.
get some of their titles taken away, thanks
Oh, that's
to
true.
Bush.
That's true. We're going to have to redo this
So,
in a few weeks.
yeah. So,
right. Well, I didn't do quite as well in the 2000s.
that's all right.
But I'm still happy with my performance in the 90s.
Yeah, that was good.
That was quite good. All right. Well, now we're done with sports. I don't think we have anything
Yes,
else.
now we're done with
What's the
sports.
PGA event next week? Any idea? Okay. We're not going to have a golf segment?
No, there's no.
I didn't even
Not.
set up the Fantasy Golf League this year
Good.
after
That's
I
a smart idea.
dominated last year.
Yeah, well, you're the only one who played last year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So, with February coming up this week, Groundhog's Day is approaching. To which Evan said, "Oh, Groundhog's Day is coming up." And I said, "Who cares?"
I love Groundhog's Day.
Do you really?
Yeah.
The movie and the actual event?
Everything about it. Everything about it. Love it.
Okay. You want to explain?
I just like the fact that such a holiday exists,
Yeah,
celebrate
that's
such
true.
a random, completely impractical, nonsensical event.
I do enjoy that part.
And I also like the fact that there's multiple groundhogs throughout the country.
Are
But
there?
Punxsutawney Phil is the only one who gets any play.
Oh, I didn't know there were others.
But did you know there's oh there's several.
Oh,
There's several.
really?
There's over 10.
Do you know their names?
I know some of them.
Okay.
My favorites.
All right.
Okay.
Behind Punxsutawney Phil, of
Of
course.
course.
Yeah.
Of course. He's I mean he's
He's it.
he's
He's
it.
the Michael Jordan of
Correct.
groundhogs.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I think he's got a shoe line coming out.
Yeah.
Well you've got General wait, where is it? General Beauregard Lee. Okay.
What southern state is he in?
Georgia.
Georgia, nice.
Okay. And he is let's I'll read you the little thing about here, okay? General Bo Lee, as he's called Bo for short. Okay, that's BEAU,
Okay,
by the way.
nice. Just like my dog.
Georgia's furry forecaster will make his annual weather prediction at the Yellow River Game Ranch February 2nd. Bo will meet and greet hundreds of bleary-eyed faithful supporters at sunrise as he seeks his shadow. Now, oh, this is one of my favorite lines. Hold on. Free admission will be granted to the groundswell of fans from 6 to 8 a.m. Gifts honoring Bo are appropriate. Now, I don't know what kind of gifts you get a groundhog,
I
but
don't either. Maybe
it's
he's
nice to know.
registered at Crate and Barrel.
It's nice to know that they're appropriate. If Bo spies his ample shadow, citizens far and wide may anticipate at least 6 more weeks of woebegone winter. Should Bo not see a shadow, prepare for spring-like temperatures within the next 6 weeks. Now,
In Georgia.
this is in Georgia. Every year, General Beauregard Lee, PhD. Okay.
I'm guessing that's from University of Georgia.
I don't know. Awakens to the ringing of the antique bell outside his Wuthering Heights mansion. Do you get that reference? Wuthering Heights, as
Yeah.
opposed to Wuthering Heights?
Yeah.
Play on words. Where he lives in touch with the elements year-round, unlike his punky counterpart in
Whoa.
Pennsylvania, who lives in a climate-controlled environment in the town library where he is fed dog food and ice cream.
Wow.
That's why Bo can claim a 94% accuracy rating, while the pampered imposter can only manage
Imposter.
85%. That's they're doing some serious trash talking.
I'm thinking Phil's first. This guy sounds like, with all his puns,
He says he is
sounds
a
like he's a more
94%,
recent.
94% accuracy rating, and Phil is at 85%.
But how long has this guy been doing it, at Beauregard Lee?
I'll find out in a second. Now,
Okay.
but here's the last part. Admission will be waived all day for any individual who can perform a realistic imitation of Bo's groundhog-esque chatter. What do you think about
Okay.
that?
What?
Like the noise that a groundhog makes.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
What exactly does admission grant you?
You get in for free.
Into what?
And to see the bow.
To see him, that's
Do
it?
to see him do
Can
his
you
thing.
request, make wishes, or do you
No,
just kiss his
you just get
feet?
to be close to him like you would Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, those go together.
Now.
Does it get better, or did you go with your best first?
No, that was probably the best
Yeah,
one. That
I'd
was probably
say so.
stupid. Now, Beauregard, hold on. Let me see if they have a thing about here we go. Beauregard. Oh, see the link's broken. Well,
Well, that tells you something.
I can't find out. Anyway, but here's another one that I like.
Okay.
In North Carolina, Sir Walter Wally. Okay. Do you get it? But
In North Carolina?
as opposed to Sir Walter Raleigh.
Yeah.
Sir Walter Wally. Okay.
That's clever.
Okay, now let's see. Walter Wally. Let's see if they've got anything on him. Anything good? What is this? Oh, this might be. See, they have some places where they rank the all the groundhogs like compared against each other.
Okay.
Okay. And everyone claims to be better than Phil. Phil seems like to be like the Patriots or the Yankees. You know what I mean?
I know.
And everyone wants to talk, like take him down. That seems what it seems what's going on. But there's like 20 others. I
I
mean,
see. I just looked at the list here, and they have them in Canada even. I'm
yeah, they
trying
do.
to see if any of the some of them are weak. I mean,
Well,
Jimmy
but
the
the other one,
Groundhog.
there's one that's not a groundhog. The only one that is
Claude
a
the
crawfish.
crawfish.
Yeah. Louisiana.
Okay, I can respect that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now, will your students know about Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
Well, see, what I found, if you go outside of Pennsylvania at least, because Phil's so popular here, people don't seem to know as much that Groundhog Day even exists.
Well, I'll look into that.
I wouldn't, especially with your kids, from what I've heard,
Yeah, that's
I
true.
wouldn't be surprised if half of them are like, "What are you talking about? You're
I'll tell
joking,
you what
right?"
none of them knew was, speaking of what they don't know, is the Oregon Trail game.
Oh my
Never
God.
heard of it.
Carmen San Diego?
We didn't get into Carmen San
Well,
Diego.
yeah, that's what you have to talk about. No Oregon Trail.
Oregon
So
Trail.
they definitely hadn't heard of the Yukon Trail.
No.
Man. So that's the problem with kids today. They don't know what to do
It is the problem with
if
kids
they
today.
get typhoid fever or one of their oxen dies.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do?
Or if you
If
have
you
too much buffalo meat
Yep.
from shooting them all.
Yeah, or if you want to ford the river, or I forget what your other option was. I think I always just forded it.
For the river or what's fording the river? Is that when you float
I think so.
across?
I think so.
Or you
Am I
could just
saying
try
that
to.
right?
Yeah, no, that's right. But then
Yeah.
there's you could go around, or I think you could just drive straight through and not float.
Okay. But
But that
that's
was
when,
dangerous.
yeah. But, and then you'd put your friend's name in and they'd die. That's probably why it's not around anymore. It's much too grim for kids today. The
Yeah, that's true.
parents don't want them seeing all that death and typhoid fever.
Now, here's I have here. Okay. A thing that says see all these facts are messed up because I'm on a website now that says Phil's winter prognostications have been correct only 39% of the time.
Whoa.
What do you think about that?
Well, who's really deciding when winter ends?
Right, I understand.
Yeah. I'm looking at this list. It's mostly the Northeast. There's a ton of Virginia. There's even another one in Lancaster,
There's a lot
Pennsylvania.
in New York,
There's a lot
too.
of New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and then Nova Scotia. But then you got your North Carolina, Nebraska, and you had your Georgia, St. Louis, but that's why I say if you go west, I think nobody's has any clue. Especially, and if it wasn't for Bill Murray, and that, great film, nobody would know.
Now, he's picked Shadow much more than he's picked No Shadow.
Punxsutawney?
Yes.
Well, it's become such a media event that all the TV lights are there. That's
Now,
why
do
I
you.
just think they make it up every year.
Well, they do make it up every year. But do you know what the longest streak is for both Shadow and No Shadow is?
I'm gonna say for Shadow it's gonna be something like 7 years, and for No Shadow I'm gonna say 4 years.
The longest streak for Shadow is 30 years,
What?
from 1903 to 1933. Which, remember, you got the depression going on, so.
Yeah, I guess people want to. Isn't Shadow bad?
Shadow is bad, but that's
Yeah.
what I'm saying. It was depressing.
Well,
So.
why wouldn't they have changed it?
I don't know. But you got 30 straight years
So
of Shadow,
are
and.
you saying that that led to the continuation of the Depression?
Yes.
Okay.
That didn't help.
That would have turned the whole things around. There would be no New Deal.
How about this?
Okay.
Phil has never, ever, gone consecutive years of predicting no sha of having no shadow.
I'm blown away.
The closest frequency he's had is 3 and 5 years between 95 and 99. Every other year.
So
Yeah.
every time he's seen the shadow, it's been for consecutive years.
No. Because the most frequent he's ever had a no shadow was 3 times in 5 years. So he had no shadow, shadow, no shadow, shadow, no shadow.
Okay.
You understand what
I
I'm saying?
gotcha. Now I understand.
Well, do you?
Yes, I gotcha.
Because so there have been times where he's seen shadow But that's been like sandwiched by No Shadows.
Yeah.
But it's very rare.
Right.
Now,
When was
currently,
that?
that was between 95 and 99.
Okay.
Currently, we're on a 7-year streak of Shadow.
All right.
But that doesn't mean anything. We could go 23 more years and I beat the record.
Yeah, I wonder if he's pushing for that.
So it'll be interesting to see.
All right. Well, did you know in since you're not in Pennsylvania anymore, the lottery commission for like our scratch-off games, our commercials on TV, the pitch man is Gus, the second most famous groundhog in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah?
It's a talking groundhog that goes around and tries to get you to buy scratch-off tickets. It's a horrible ad campaign. I can't stand it. But yeah. There's Gus, but now I see here that there's this one in Lancaster.
Yes, there is.
Okatara Orphy, who should really be complaining about that.
What
So,
the name?
both.
Oh.
The name and that Gus is claiming he's the second most famous. All
Well,
right then.
it's interesting. I
Yeah.
think we should make our own for Interdis.
Our own
We should have our
groundhog?
own. Yeah, we should have our own groundhog. We
I
should get
think
one.
we need some sort of not alive animal to do this. Because I'm not taking care of a groundhog.
Okay.
If you want to, you can do it. There's none in Florida.
No, well, they can't live down here. It's too warm.
They're in Georgia.
Florida's a lot warmer than Georgia.
And you're keeping them inside anyway.
Well, Phil stays inside,
Yeah, exactly.
but General Beauregard Lee does not.
Yeah, well, who?
That's why he's so
Well.
accustomed to predicting the weather.
Well, you work on your name for your groundhog or
Okay.
your other type of animal. What do you get, like a manatee or something?
A
The
manatee.
weather predicting manatee.
They're so slow and
But they're very wise.
they are wise.
Yeah, I
They
think
might
they
be the
can
wisest
predict.
animal in Florida.
I
Maybe
think
the sea turtle
the
is the
sea
only one that
turtle,
might be
yeah, I think
wiser.
one of those, they're slow but wise. I think they
Yeah.
could hit 100%.
Okay.
Something to think about.
I'll look into
You'd be
that.
famous, and then you could get on that guy's show on the news.
Yeah. Wild Bill?
Wild Bill.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right, I think that's enough groundhog talk for this
Okay.
week. We'll let you know how if Evan gets around to it, he can see what everybody picked.
Well, let's predict right now. Are you going shadow or no
Oh,
shadow?
you gotta go shadow. You're a fool to go no shadow.
I'm going no shadow.
Oh yeah, you're kidding. For who?
I'm
We're talking Phil, right? Are you just saying one of these is
Yeah,
gonna
for
have no shadow?
Phil.
Okay.
I'm saying
What
Phil's
about
going no
Claude the
sh
crawfish?
I don't do I don't
You
know
know,
about Claude. I will
I
I'm gonna say Beauregard Lee is gonna go no shadow
I
too.
think Beauregard Lee might go no shadow.
I think they're both going no shadow.
Okay,
That's what it's gonna be.
that's a bold pick.
It
You may
is.
live to regret this.
That's more of a stretch than picking whoever your upset was for basketball.
I don't even remember. That was
I don't
so
remember
long
either.
ago.
Yeah.
All right then. Well, check out borderlinefantastic.com this week because we'll have a new fives. Evan claims he's gonna have a poll. We'll hold him to that,
I
and
think it'll be a groundhog poll.
it'll be a groundhog. Who is your favorite groundhog? Is that gonna be it?
No, what's he gonna do? Shadow or no
Oh,
shadow?
okay, that's good. You could have two polls.
Yes, I could.
Yeah, but then we can't talk about them, so you're gonna need something original too.
Okay.
All right. All right, we'll see
All
y'all
right.
next week for show number 22. Later.